Hey guys, in lieu of an actual Woody and Jim Show podcast, we're here to tell you why we're not doing a podcast, because everything got fried during a big storm over the weekend.
Friday night.
Yeah, so the stuff that records our podcast that we put out as a podcast cannot be a podcast today. So here in lieu of a podcast, we'll tell you why we're not doing a podcast, and we'll recap what we would have had on the podcast.
Is anybody left, or did they just tune out because they just heard podcast 700 times?
The boss has offered me $1 for every time I use the word podcast, so I'm ready to retire.
Make that money, Woody.
Yeah. Bank it. So we're going to do a quick rundown of stuff. This is a like speed version of what we talked about today. We're talking about it again.
Yes.
For you.
Just after six, we talked about how we spent our weekends, where I went to the Rockin' Against Alzheimer event at Hop Springs with Mixtape the Band. It was really awesome.
Yeah,
celebrated in the 80s.
Yeah.
I went out to a farm and I did a bunch of outdoor landscape stuff at my house, which was great. But then I had an allergy attack and was totally out of commission Sunday. I couldn't even breathe.
Gosh, that would suck.
Wow.
Yeah. And Gina, your weekend?
Yeah, I spent all day Saturday getting my hair done, which we will get into a little bit later. And then Sunday we went to church, had a friend's birthday party, and then went to a friend's reopening of a bar.
And what's the name of the bar?
Live Oak on Demumbrian.
Okay.
Ring that bell.
Ring that shameless plug bell. If those of you hear this on the air, you know that we're plugging something, and we don't try to hide it.
That's right. We just say, hey, we know, just like everybody. We're not
That's
pretending.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It's a shameless plug. So we also talked about McDonald's is the place to go if you have a migraine.
Right. They say that is the cure for migraines.
Which all moms are probably like, no, absolutely not. And stay away from the kids' place.
So if you have a migraine, the hack is you go to McDonald's and you get a large Coke and a large order of fries, which actually has some medical merit behind it. Caffeine and sodium are two things that help people with migraines. It may not be the healthiest version of caffeine and sodium, but people say it works.
Yeah. I've been going to McDonald's for years. Maybe that's why I've never had a migraine.
That's right. Because you've been jamming
preventative
medicine down your throat.
I also talked about the Mexican ship. There was a sailing ship that ran into the Brooklyn Bridge. It was too tall to get under the bridge. Apparently, they had a power outage and things kind of drifted into the river and it banged into the bridge and a couple people sadly died.
Yeah, it knocked the mast down. The bridge.
Yeah.
Bridge is fine.
Yeah.
It's been there since, I don't know, 18 something.
They said it's like, it's 150 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, that was tragic.
Yeah.
We also talked about the mood boost, is finding the miracles in the tragedy of the tornadoes that went through Kentucky, London, Kentucky. There was an amazing story of a house that was picked up by the tornado and then smashed to the ground about a street away.
Jeez.
And everybody in the house, the mother, the father, the children, and grandparents all walked away.
Yeah.
They were in the house when it got lifted. Crazy.
Incredible.
Just a miracle.
I have no idea how. Like, this, it's just looks like Hulk smashed it and just destroyed it, and they all walked away, which is, I mean,
you
seems
look at
impossible.
The damage afterwards, you go, how could anybody possibly survive that?
100%.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
It's up on the Woody and Jim Facebook page if you want to see the video.
Speaking of disasters, Gina was talking about her haircut.
Yeah. It doesn't look as bad as I feel about it.
It looks fine. You look great.
You get what you pay for. I went to a school, so I got a full foil. So for women out there, like, you know, for only $70, which is usually like $300 or $400.
I see.
So I'm trying to save some money, and I shouldn't have. The girl did not know what she was doing. I feel really bad, but it was awful.
Did she follow the directions of her instructor?
No, she didn't. She came back and told, they said it in front of me. Like, I was just so over it. I spent like 5.5 hours there. I was so over it. I had my neck in the ceramic bowl where they wash your hair.
Yeah.
With no towel for like an hour.
It's
an outrage. My phone died.
And your phone died?
My phone died.
It's like you were on a desert island.
Oh, it was awful.
With your head in a bowl.
Yeah. So my husband's like, we will save money every month so you can get your hair done. Like, we're not doing that again.
It's worth it for him. He doesn't have to hear you complain.
He doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you talked about this thing TikTok is doing for teenagers.
Right.
To try to get them to, like, put the phone down at night.
Yeah. So starting at 10 o'clock at night, anyone under 18, a notification will be prompt on TikTok that will say, hey, kids, you know, time to go to bed, time to start meditating, whatever. And if they ignore it once, the whole screen will fill up with the meditation screen, and it'll prompt them to, like, inhale, exhale, all the things so that
they have to stop.
Yeah, they stop doom scrolling.
They talked about doing this a while back. I thought they were going to do it then, but they're doing it now when school is pretty much out for most people. So
they don't need to get up.
You don't have to worry about it. Get up then. Yeah, kids can stay up all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
We got a really cool note from Karen on Facebook. Long story short, she has been in Centennial Medical Center since Mother's Day, and she had an operation, but she has been listening to the show to kind of lift her spirits. And she said she's got all the nurses listening to Woody and Jim show on Totally Hits 93.3, and even in the OR when she was having surgery. But she said, thanks for keeping her spirits up and her mood. She's going to keep us on over there, and she's got a few more weeks, and we just really appreciate that. You never know how something dumb you're saying might actually lift somebody's mood.
You're hearing the doctor in the operating room say, nurse, scalpel, sponge, please turn off the radio.
Right now.
Please, please. Speaking of that, we had a couple of rounds of the Woody and Jim Joke Off.
Yes, we did.
First round, I won. This is Woody with the joke that my sex life is like a Ferrari. I don't have a Ferrari. That was the one that got Jim.
That got me.
You retaliated in the second round just after eight.
Yeah, the joke that got you, Woody, is my wife told me that she married me because of my sense of humor. And I said, I thought it was because I was good in bed. And she said, see, you're hilarious.
Sad true life stories became jokes.
So my wife has been obsessed with starting a garden. So we did it like we made a raised garden box, you know, backyard. It's pretty big. And we realized, oh, we need a fence to keep the deer away.
Right.
And so my wife sent a message to the homeowners associations showing this kind of fence she wanted to do with like chicken wire and all that stuff. And they said, no, the only fences allowed in the neighborhood are 6-foot wooden privacy fences.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're like, oh, what are we going to do? We're not going to spend $2,000 to fence a garden.
Or more, yeah, exactly.
So here's what we're going to do. I think this is pretty cool. So we're going to put up the garden tiki torches that hold like the citronella.
I love those,
Yeah.
We're going to put that around the garden. And then a friend of ours who knows about wildlife, worked for the TWRA for years, said, you put up clear fishing line as a fence.
Yeah.
And deer can't see it, but when they bump into it,
They freak out and run away.
They freak out and go there and leave you alone.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's smart.
So, and it hopefully will also be invisible to our homeowners association.
They see is the tiki torches.
Exactly.
Sadly, when you go out to hoe your garden, it'll probably be invisible to you as well.
I will run into it, and I will be covered in blood. There will be blood.
There will be blood.
Seen that movie. I'll live it.
But we have some nice artichokes.
Speaking of the outdoors, you were talking about the latest thing the parks are doing.
Right. I guess they're trying desperately to make money for the Park Service that's been cut down with the budgets because of Elon Musk. What they're trying to do is they've posted pictures of Megan Thee Stallion twerking on TikTok. And then after you're focused in on that, they send you a message about, please support the Park Service. Like, now that we have your attention. And they also make references to the trees and being wood, and you want everything to stay wood and stay firm. It's a little double entendre. Yeah.
Good jokes in there.
Good job.
Exactly. Gina, tell us about the bad moms and who are like currently the front runners for worst mom.
Yeah. So there were two moms in Arizona. They're... A four-year-old kid was walking around in a parking lot at 11 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. and the cops were called, and the kid brought them back to the car where there were four other kids in there, and he was the oldest. So the four-year-old was the oldest. There were four other younger kids in there, and they had been left in there for a couple hours with a bag of weed, and their moms were nowhere to be found. An hour later, the moms came back and said that they had been going to get cookies, and then they smelled like alcohol, so the cops were like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we stopped to get a drink. They said that their speech was slurred. They smelled like alcohol.
No business driving children around, yeah.
Or being parents at all.
At all,
just
yes.
leave them for hours in a parking lot. So
that's terrible.
Yeah.
I know we were foster parents for a while, my wife and I.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
Some of the kids that we, you know, had, you know, stay at our house for mm-hmm. a while
right.
were kids where their parents were arrested. They were like selling drugs while the kids were babies were in the car.
Right, right.
It's heartbreaking.
Didn't you say that you'd see, you know, sometimes see a diaper bag that smelled like weed?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. If you are a drummer for a famous band, this was a terrible weekend. Drummers were getting fired left and right. So Foo Fighters fired their drummer, the one they put in place after Taylor Hawkins passed away.
Right.
And they said, nope, we're going in another direction. So they canned him. Then The Who has a drummer for the final farewell tour for the 75th time.
Right. The final maybe.
Yeah. They fired that drummer. Now, they had already fired him once.
Yeah.
Then they rehired him. Now they fired him again.
Maybe they just love firing him so much, they rehired him and then so they could just so they could rehire him.
For the fun of firing.
Yeah. And you're fired again.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of you're fired in reality shows.
Right. I guess there was a rumor going around that there was going to be a reality show for immigrants that they would be able to compete with other immigrants to maybe win the fast track to becoming a U.S. citizen.
That's just crazy.
Like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, and they said that Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security person that kills dogs, said that she was behind it, but now says, no, I wasn't going to be about that at all.
I heard that this has been presented to Homeland Security for years by this like kooky television director
right.
who keeps trying to pitch this thing.
Right, that I guess he's one of the producers of Duck Dynasty, or he
mm-hmm.
was.
Yeah.
$1 million matchmaker, that was his idea. And now let's just let the immigrants run through the forest.
Immigrant Hunger Games.
See,
pretty much.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, that would if that happened, you know, America would be at a new low.
Right. That's just terrible.
Yeah. I know. You keep thinking like, wait, this would never happen. Well, there it is.
Uh-huh. Nothing surprises us anymore.
No.
Totally
no.
crazy. And one more thing, the SNL finale for the season happened, and Scarlett Johansson, she got a little payback to Michael Che, who, you know, last time they were around had to make Colin Jost say terrible things about his wife.
Right. And made a comparison to her female parts to Costco ground beef.
Roast beef.
Of course. You must get the beef right.
It's a totally different thing.
And a totally different texture.
That's right. But yeah, it was pretty funny because he said that, you know, he had to read what Colin Jost wrote. And he said that he was just jealous
mm-hmm.
because he had never seen a human vagina.
Right.
And he stressed human.
Right.
He'd never seen a human.
That he did work on a farm for one summer. And it was magical. All right. 13 and a half minutes into this, we want you to remember to tune in starting tomorrow. Actually, you can do it right now.
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook, Totally Hits 93.3 FM, or our Instagram, Totally Hits Nashville. And you can register to win for three concerts all in one. So it's Eric Clapton, Styx, and Rod Stewart. Three concerts. One contest. All you have to do is follow our accounts and like the post, and you can enter to win.
Nice.
Yeah. Start with Totally Hits 93.3 Instagram, Facebook.
Yep.
Participate, like it, forward it to a friend, And then, you know, maybe you're going to be going to like every concert that's coming.
I know, it's a pretty cool deal. Yeah. It's so little effort.
You literally only have to follow us and like us. Yeah, it's not super hard.
Yay. All right. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk / podcast.
I mean, we did the whole show for you.
Yeah, we did.
We except keep for doing the music. And doing and doing for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we thought about maybe singing the songs too, but we're not going to do that. You're welcome for that.